الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan Ayamin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. And as I say every week, I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I would go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. And also do not forget to have your Quran with you. Make sure you have it next to you and a pen, paper, something to take notes with. And of course, by the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new students or listeners, I also want to welcome you to the Islamic Studies class, or our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be repentance, or seeking forgiveness from our Lord. Now, we commit sins all the time, many of us, sins that people know about and sins that people do not know about. Now, do we just keep committing those sins, or do we repent? Sometimes we treat the sins that we commit like flies and don't treat them as if they are mountains, because they can impact us in the next world greatly. The sins that we commit, for us as Muslims, if you commit a certain amount of sins and they're placed on the scale and your bad deeds or your sins outweigh your good deeds, then for us, for the Muslim, you go to hell. For those sins, or if you don't have a little bit, still have a lot of sins, and your good deeds outweigh those sins or the bad deeds that you've done or doing, then you end up going to the paradise. And that's basically how the thinking of the Muslims and the training of the Muslim. It is also mentioned that every son of Adam commits sins. We are all sons and daughters of Adam, because we all came from the same father and mother, Adam and Eve. But the best sinner are those who repent. The one is the best person is the individual that when they commit a sin, they seek tawbah, or they repent. We have to repent to Allah and a true repentance. We have to be sincere in our repentance. I'm going to talk about how to repent at the end if I have enough time. Also, all the prophets, they saw or they seek repentance from Allah. Adam, he and his wife, Eve, they sought repentance from Allah, or forgiveness from Allah, after they ate from the tree. And we all know that the story about Adam and Eve. Noah, he asked Allah to save his son, and Allah said, no, your family is the ones that are on the ship or on the ark already. He is not from your family. And so later on, he asked Allah for forgiveness, or sought forgiveness or repentance to Allah. Also, Abraham and his son asked for forgiveness from Allah. Moses, or we say in Arabic, Musa, he's asked to see Allah, and later on he asked for forgiveness from Allah from any discretion that he may have done. Now, repentance is to fear and turn with regret and true faith to Allah. So once we commit a sin, then we are fearful that we're gonna be placed in the hellfire, and so we turn to Allah with regret and show Allah Ta'ala we have true faith in Him, because we ask Allah to forgive us the sin that we committed. Also, when in repentance, it is acknowledgement of one's sins, errors, mistakes, shortcomings, and also any kind of determination to relinquish them. In other words, we want to get rid of the sins that we committed. We are determined to release the relinquish the sins that we committed. So we ask Allah to forgive us for the sins that we committed. We don't keep doing them over and over and over and over again as if it's okay. No. Once you commit that, the sins that you commit now, it's going to affect you later. And then you get so used to committing sin after sin after sin until it become a natural thing. Allah says in chapter 39, verse 53, again in your Quran, open your books up please. Chapter 39, verse 53. And Allah says, O my servants who have transgressed against their souls, do not despair of Allah's mercy, for Allah forgives all sins. It is He who is forgiving, the merciful. If we have sins as high as mountains, or can reach the sky, all the way up to the sky, okay, we can't see the sky anymore, or like the foam of the ocean, Allah will forgive us our sins. Except for what we call shirk in Islam, that's associating partners with Allah, making Allah's creation equal to the Creator, which is Allah. And so we can't do that. No thing or nothing that Allah create is equal to Allah. We say in Arabic, Laysa kamithlihi shay, meaning that there's nothing similar or nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, a glory be to Allah. And so we had to understand this. That's a sin that Allah will not forgive. But any other sins that we commit, Allah will forgive us those sins. But I'll get into later on about some of the criteria for repentance. Again, Allah loves those who are consistent, repent in repentance, and loves those who purify themselves. Those are the ones that Allah loves. Us who seek refuge in Allah, or seek forgiveness from Allah, or seek repentance on Allah, those are the ones that Allah loves, because we don't see Allah, but we believe in Him. We have faith in Allah, and then we go to Allah and we ask Him for forgiveness for any sin that we committed. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, he used to seek forgiveness from Allah or repent to Allah 70 times a day, or some say 100 times a day. And this is a man that's already guaranteed paradise. When the prophets of Allah, the many different prophets and messages of Allah, from Adam all the way down to the last prophet, which is Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, and may peace and blessing be upon them all, is that he used to ask for forgiveness from Allah 70 times a day, or 100 times a day, and there was a man already had his ticket to paradise. And so who are we? Who are we to not ask for forgiveness from Allah, and we have no ticket to paradise? And so we have to ask Allah Ta'ala every day to forgive us for the sin that we committed. And we want Allah to forgive us the sins that people know about, and sins that people don't know about. Some sins we do in open, and some sins we do in private. And those are the sins we do in private we don't want anyone to know about. Never ever do we want anyone, it's to be revealed to anyone that we commit for certain sins. And so we ask Allah while we are living to forgive us for those sins. It's quite possible that Allah will forgive you for what you've done. Now it also says in chapter 110, verse 3, again, that's chapter 110, verse number 3, and it says, then exalt him with praise of your Lord and ask forgiveness of him. Indeed, he is ever accepting of repentance. So we ask Allah for forgiveness. He is always ready to give us forgiveness. Also, he is ready to accept our repentance. Yes, we could commit a sin. We probably done many sins before you start listening to this radio program. You might even be doing some sins right now. And you probably plan to do some right after we finish the radio program and it's over within this half an hour. But still, you go to Allah and you ask for sincere repentance, and that He forgive you for your transgression or what you've done and the sin that you made. Because we don't know when we're going to die. Kulli nafsun dha'iqatul maut, Every soul will have a taste of death. We don't know when, where, or how we're going to die, but for sure, each and every one of us, we're going to die. That's it. Everyone that listens to my voice, we're going to die. But at what state are we going to die? In a submission to Allah or not submission to Allah? One full of sins or one full of asking for forgiveness from Allah and seek repentance from Allah? It is your choice. Each and every one of us that are listening to my voice right now, it is our individual choice of our situation and what we're going to be in before we go before our Lord. So you need to make a choice, and I need to make a choice now, of what am I going to do? Would I want to be in a state before my Lord, in a state of repentance, and ask for forgiveness? Or do I want to be one full of sins? Full of sins, but I have the opportunity now while I'm living to ask for forgiveness for those sins. Because after we meet our demise, after we are deceased, everything desists. Everything stops. We can no longer ask Allah for forgiveness. We can no longer ask for Allah for repentance. So this is the time to ask, and ask now and ask today. Also, in chapter number 4, verse 110, that's chapter number 4, that verse 110. So I'll give you a little bit of time to turn to that chapter. Chapter 4, verse 110. And it says, if anyone does evil or wrongs his own soul and then seeks Allah's forgiveness, he will find Allah forgiving, merciful. So again, we're going to ruin our soul. We're going to do evil deeds. But it's the one that asks for forgiveness from Allah and seeks forgiveness from Allah. He is the one that Allah, he is always forgiven and he is always merciful. Now, how do we erase bad deeds? The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, follow up the bad deed with a good one, so that the bad one will be removed. So if you committed a bad deed this morning or yesterday, then follow it up with a good deed. Giving in charity, giving to the poor, saying the kind words, just something simple. That you've done something bad, then okay, you do something good. And when you do that good thing, it's quite possible that it would erase the bad thing that you did or the evil thing that you said. And so if you, for example, you said something kind of tough or nasty to someone today, so you go to that person and you ask for forgiveness, or you say, look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said what I said. I should have done what I've done. So I'm, please forgive me for that, for this thing that I've done to you or against you. Now, so that at that you're following up something bad that you've done and replace with something good. And it said, follow up the bad deed with a good one so that the bad one will be removed. Also, it says in the Quran, get ready, chapter 24, verse 31. Again, that's chapter 24, verse 31. And it says, and O believers, turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, about your past mistakes, so that you may attain salvation. So the past mistakes that we made, errors that we made, shortcomings, then we go to Allah and we ask Allah for repentance. And you cry before Allah and you ask Allah, Ya Allah, please forgive me for what I've done or what I've said or what I, or the sins that I committed against my own soul. Because you're only going to hurt your own soul. You're only going to hurt yourself, and then you're going to have to face Allah, or I'm going to have to face Allah, and there's no excuses for what I've done. And please understand, if you think you're a smooth talker, a fast talker, and you're going to be able to fast talk Allah, you are not going to be able to do that. Because you will have no control over your body function or body parts on that day. When we go before Allah and we have all these sins, because the hand's going to speak on our behalf, or for or against us, our tongue for or against us, our eyes for or against us, our ears for or against us, our feet for or against us. And so Allah will command them to speak, and they will speak. And hands that tell what we done, feet tell where we went, ears tell what we heard, eyes talk about where we what we saw, and all these kind of things. And so I'm just letting you know, giving you a heads up for all of us, is that we want to eat any bad deeds that we done, we want to erase it with a good deed. We seek repentance now because we may not be able to seek it later. Also, it says in chapter 28, verse 67, again, that's chapter 28, verse 67. It says, however, the one who has repented in this life and believed and done good deeds may hope to be among those who will achieve salvation. So if we repent, or if we repent in this life, we believe in Allah, and we done good deeds, we will achieve great achievement, a great salvation before Allah. So this is the time to do it while we are alive, before we die. Seeking repentance from Allah, seeking forgiveness from Allah, because later on, it may be too late. Also, in chapter 39, verse 53, so kind of turn quickly to chapter 39, verse 53. And it says, O my servants who had transgressed against their souls, do not despair of Allah's mercy, for Allah forgives all sins. It is He who is forgiving, the merciful. So again, this is rahmah. This is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Him. He said, all my servants who has transgressed against their souls, do not despair of Allah's mercy, for Allah forgives all sins. No matter what sin you commit, Allah will forgive. Except for the one I mentioned about associating partner with Allah, He will not forgive that. But any other sin that we committed, it is not too late to seek forgiveness while we are alive on this earth, while we are above ground, and before we go below ground. Because when we below ground, it is too late. Once we die, it is too late. But right now, you're listening to me, which tells me you're alive. It is not too late for you to seek repentance from Allah. But on the other hand, how about those who do not seek repentance? They're just so arrogant. They don't care about that. I'm going to keep sinning. I don't believe what you're talking about, Imam Hassan Ayamin. So for them, in chapter 49, verse 11, again, that's chapter 49, verse 11, it says, and those who do not repent are the ones who are the wrongdoers. Again, those who do not repent are the ones who are the wrongdoers. And you only wrong that you're doing is against your own soul. You're not hurting me or not hurting anyone else around you. Or if you're room with other students, it's not going to hurt anyone else around you. Or you're driving, it's not going to hurt anyone. If they're in the car with you, it's not going to hurt anyone but you. Individually, we're going before our Lord on the day of judgment and get judged for in a positive way and go to paradise, or against us in a negative way and end up in the hellfire. Also, Allah says in chapter 4, verse 18, again, chapter 4, verse 18, He says this, there is no repentance once those who continue to do evil until death comes upon one of them, and he says, indeed, I have now repented, nor for those who die in disbelief. We have prepared for them a most grievous punishment. So, for those people who do evil, and then death is upon them, and then they say, now I repent, or they die as a disbeliever, it'll be too late for them. This is the time to do it while you are alive. Because for those who do not repent and do not believe in Allah, Allah said that He had prepared for them a grievous punishment. So none of us want to be punished for the sins that we committed. And so if you don't want to be punished for the sins you committed, then don't do the sins. That's the first thing that you need to look at. Don't do the sins. Now, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, Allah accepts a slave's repentance till his death rattle begins. That is, before the soul of the dying person reaches the throat. And so I've heard this before as a chaplain working in the hospital. I've heard the death rattle in some of the patients when they're laying back on their bed and their mouth is open and you hear sort of a guttural sound, if you will. And then the death angel comes and pull their soul out of their body. And so I won't go into the details about what happens after that, but we can't wait until we get this kind of guttural, kind of death rattle begins and our soul is being pulled out of our body, because at that point, it would be too late to repent. So right now, that is not our case, which means that we have time to ask for repentance and ask for forgiveness from Allah. And it also says in chapter 2, verse 222, that's chapter 2, verse 222, and it says, surely Allah loves those who turn to Him in repentance and keep themselves clean. So Allah loves you. If you seek repentance from Allah, you are a person that Allah loves, and keep yourself clean and purify and stay away from the sins. Now, again, how does one get rid of a bad deed? And I said this earlier, I want to remind you, if we follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and it erases the bad deed. I just want to repeat that in case you forgot it from earlier, is that you follow up a bad deed by doing a good deed. Now, I want to mention in a few minutes that we have left that Allah says in chapter 11, verse 3. That's chapter 11, verse 3. And He says, you should seek forgiveness of your Rabb, meaning your Lord, and turn to Him in repentance. He will grant you good provisions to an appointed term and bestow His grace on anyone who has merit. But if you turn away, meaning pay no heed, I fear for you the punishment of a great day. And so we are encouraged to seek repentance from Allah. And if we don't do that, it says, I fear for you a punishment of a great day. Because we all are going to be judged. No escaping that. From the Adam all the way to the last man or woman that is born in this world. And we all going to go before Allah, like I mentioned before, naked and uncircumcised, and be questioned by Allah about what we've done. And hopefully our bad deeds will outweigh our good deeds and end up in the hellfire. We want our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds and end up in paradise. And we have to make total commission or submission to Allah. That's what Islam is about, submission to our whole self to Allah. We don't consider Islam a religion. We consider it a way of life. Not just practice on one day a week. We practice every day, all day a week. You then name the different aspects of our lives, Islam covers it. So you can always go to a neighborhood masjid and find out more about Islam and this beautiful faith that I'm talking about right now in the class that you all are attending. Now, how do we repent? I'm trying to go through this a little bit quickly. One of the ways or criteria for repentance is to immediately stop doing or giving up the sin. And that we want to do that out of fear of Allah in order to seek His pleasure and His mercy. So number one, to immediately stop sinning. That's stop doing that sin. That's one of the forms of repentance or criteria for repentance. And number two, feeling sorrow or feeling some remorse, meaning feeling guilt for what we've done. That's the essence of repentance, is that we feel guilty and feel bad for the sins we committed. And so that's another criteria for seeking repentance. One is immediately stop doing what you're doing, as one feeling sorry for what you've done. The other one is cessation, meaning stop doing the wrong act, because the law says, for those who are This is going to be from chapter 83, verse 14. Again, chapter 83, verse 14. It says, Allah says, and for those who do not knowingly persist in the wrong they have done, it's a reward of forgiveness from their Lord. So it's here, don't keep doing that act. Stop doing it. That's one of the criteria for repentance. Immediately stop doing it. Feel sorry about what you've done, and of course you had to succeed. You had to pull away from doing that particular act. Also, exoneration, meaning violations of the rights of other human beings. The prophet, he said, "Beware of the curse of one who is oppressed, for surely there is no veil between him and Allah." Also, he, may peace and blessing upon him, said, "Whoever has wronged his brother with regard to his honor or anything else should seek his pardon now before the time when neither dirham," meaning any gold or any dirham or dinar or dinar or dirham, meaning gold or silver, silver and gold, "will be of any benefit. At that time, he has good deeds, and an amount that is equal to the wrong will be taken. But if he has none, sins from the wronged person will be put on him." In other words, if I committed a bad deed or did something wrong to someone on the day of judgment, I think I'm going to paradise. I got this big mountain of good deeds, and I got a line of people that I wrong. So the people that I wrong, they take from my good deeds, and then when I run out of good deeds, then they start putting on, giving me their bad deeds until we are squared away, until I have satisfied whatever wrong I've done with them. And so instead of heading to the paradise, I head towards the hellfire because of the wrong that I've done to anyone. So we want to ask people who violated their rights, we ask them now to forgive us. Because there's no stream between them and Allah. And we want to make sure that we ask people forgiveness now. Because later on, it will be too late because they start taking from us our good deeds or they give us their bad deeds. Another criteria for seeking repentance is righteous deeds. As I have mentioned before, Allah says in chapter 6, verse 54, "If any of you does evil in ignorance, then repents and makes amends, Allah is often forgiving, most merciful." And so we have to again ask Allah for forgiveness and do righteous deeds. So I want to remind my beautiful class, those who are listening to me, to please seek repentance for any evil that you've done, any bad deeds that you've done. This is the time to seek repentance, and it's not too late. You hear my voice, then you have time to repent. You have time to ask Allah for repentance or ask Allah for forgiveness. Otherwise, you can be arrogant if you want to and not ask for forgiveness from anyone or seek forgiveness from Allah, and then you're going to suffer later. And so I'm encouraging you, because I want for you what I want for myself, is that repentance is alive and it's good and it's well and it's waiting for you. You just have to walk towards and open the door towards repentance and forgiveness. You have been listening to or you have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor or your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.